Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a Burning Man plus regrowing limbs and Costco. All coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Doug LaDouche, and I approve this ad. Hi, I'm Doug LaDouche. And unless you're some kind of idiot, you know I'm running for president of the United States of the USA. What you may not know are things about my opponents that I think are important to be aware of. For instance, did you know my opponents support taxes to help pay for things like roads and schools? No, thank you. Also, they both have wives. That means they'll be too busy dealing with those to focus on their presidentious duty. Not me. My wife took off years ago, and my current girlfriends aren't even talking to me ever since they found out about each other. So no distractions for this guy. Did you know my opponents have both been spotted eating Hawaiian-style pizza? That's pizza with pineapple on it. Disgusting, right? Well, I assure you, you'll never catch me eating pizza from some foreign country like Hawaii. As you can see, my opponents have lots of skeletons in their closets. But not me, Doug LaDouche. All my skeletons have been incinerated and buried in difficult-to-access locations by skilled people who know how to keep their mouths shut. Anywho, be sure to vote for me, Doug LaDouche, on Election Day, Thursday, November 12th.
Paid for by the Doug LaDouche Defense Committee, Ed Spiegelman, Treasurer. Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy's here and Josh, Ace,
yeah.
Pat Godwin over there. Maybe we'll hear a song this time.
Josh, hello, Tom.
Hello, Chick.
Josh Arnold.
An interesting news story about LSD. And I found another one, Christy.
Yes, sir.
This is researchers are saying LSD could be used as a possible treatment for obsessive compulsive disorder. And it's also being considered to be used in opiate addiction. And these are these so-called microdoses.
Is that one and done, or do you have to keep using it?
That's the thing.
I'm sure there's a complicated protocol.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Okay.
I mean, don't just do acid and think that your problems are going to go away.
No, God.
Yeah, and I mean, in this case, they said it could be used for treating anxiety.
Yeah, let the clinics, let them figure this out.
Remember the old phrase? Turn on, tune in.
Drop out.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Yeah, not drop out.
That's what everybody with anxiety needs to be.
Calm down.
Is that what it is?
Has that ever worked? Have you ever?
In an argument, no.
Never in the history
calm
of
calm down.
I just found myself
calm down.
Saying that
look, lady. None of these ever worked.
Are you through yet?
Are you through?
I'm not saying you are a bitch. You're just acting like
that. Right. That's a bad one.
Yeah.
So I was exploring. I was exploring LSD stuff, and I found this one. This was a couple years ago. A guy was at the Burning Man festival and decided to run into the burning.
That's a great idea.
Effigy.
Oh no!
Yeah, it does not end well.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
He's one of the 700,000 people at that event that did not get home. Talk about dying by irony.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
What the hell?
Oh, I mean, because he ended up being a burning man, you see.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
Not quite clear on how this festival was supposed to work.
This is weird. I have blood on my finger, and I don't know where it came from. Anybody have any guesses?
I have a couple guesses that could get me fired.
You have
did you
some
pick your nose?
No, maybe. My cuticle is slit.
Oh. Maybe it's anal fissure. Do you have one of those? You were digging it.
I do, but I didn't. I didn't dig.
You sure?
Break. Sorry to interrupt the show with that.
Yikes.
No, it's fine. What
just
you
alarming when you look down and see that you're.
I'm just aware of this poor idiot that ran into the burning effigy at Burning Man.
Was there a suggestion that he was on acid at the time?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Weren't they all stuck in the mud?
Maybe he was just burned out.
Yeah, he certainly.
There was a lot of mud and awfulness there.
Smells
this
like
year,
barbecue.
I'd like to go. Would you go to that, Tom, with me?
No, but thank you. Unless I was glamping.
Yeah, that you can.
Where you got a nice, air conditioned unit.
Yeah, fly me in and fly me out.
Yeah. Okay. Christy Lee, what do you got over there?
Well, one more science story. They're apparently making progress towards limb regeneration. Researchers from Kyushu University and Harvard Medical School have identified proteins that can reprogram fibroblast cells into limb progenitor cells?
Progenitor, probably.
Progenitor?
Doesn't fibroblast sound like a cereal?
Oh, it sure does.
Fibroblast!
Haven't sat down on the toilet for 3 weeks? Try fibroblast. You'll take off like a rocket.
Turning skin cells into limb cells sets the stage toward long-term goal of regenerating human limbs after amputation.
Well, that would be wild.
Can you imagine?
I mean, I'd be way riskier living life.
Progenitor. Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
really? Sure.
You could do full contact sword play and if they lap off your hand, they can grow a new one. This is very preliminary. They're not
sure.
So if you were one of the folks that went to that Chiefs game and your fingers froze off, it's not going to be here before the next Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That has gained some ground, though, Chick. I think you have a lot to do with it.
What about?
I've been seeing it more and more, that story.
I like the term full contact sword play. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Remember we had that story?
Oh,
A couple weeks ago at some teacher.
Yeah, I was using real swords.
Brought some swords and had the kids.
God, and some
people
kid got cut.
How sharp swords are.
Chick, do you think the superintendent or principal used the phrase, what did you think would happen?
I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Costco in the news today.
Oh, okay.
They're planning to roll out more Kirkland signature sushi counters across the country.
Really?
The company launched the in-house sushi counter last summer at their location in Washington, across from the Costco headquarters. Is it Issaquah?
Osaka?
Osaka?
I don't know.
Washington? I'm sure one of our listeners will. According to Today.com, executives have deemed the trial a success and intend to expand the offering.
I bet it's good. I haven't had it.
I bet it's
have you?
Really good. No, I because there's only one
I'd like,
location.
100 dragon rolls, please.
you have to buy them in bulk.
That's the minimum order. Can I only get 400 salmon in Nigeria? Okay, thank you very much. You still have hot dogs?
Hot dogs? Oh, yeah.
They have hot dogs,
pizza. That restaurant kills it. I've never eaten anything from there. But
I haven't either, but every time I go, it's packed.
Busy as all get out.
Yes.
I've had the pizza. It's not bad. I mean, it's great, is what I should say. Yeah, it's really good.
I watched a guy make one yesterday while I was there. He was having a great time.
Oh, yeah, they're right
spinning
there.
Spinning the dough. He's right there in the window.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of my guys I know that's a really good chef, he said the best place to get a pork belly, if you're going to cook a pork belly, and who doesn't want to do that? They're delicious.
I buy almost all my meat at Costco. They have great meat.
Very good.
We just had pork belly last week.
Delicious.
Yeah. Delicious.
The story of a British woman.
Does the sushi crowd get along with the hot dog crowd?
Why
wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think they at least respect each other.
Really?
Well, unless one of them, the sushi or the hot dog crowd, are minorities, then...
Okay.
But that gets into other things.
Sure.
History and such. It's unfortunate.
So the point is, say you want to go out one Saturday afternoon by yourself, 800 rolls of toilet paper, a couch, some sunglasses, and 300 orders of dragon rolls, you can do it now.
Yeah.
At Costco. All right.
Maybe
I love
you could combine sushi with hot dogs. Make a hot dog roll.
Oh.
So are these going to be in Costco or like freestanding?
In Costco.
In
the Costco's. Okay.
Chick, do you know how to make a hot dog roll? Put it on a hill.
Put it on a hill, Tom.
How about a jelly roll?
Yep.
That's a brand new joke.
He just came up right off the top of his head.
Brand new. Never been told before.
Even though he had that horrible incident with his cuticle, he just came right up with that.
I'm real upset about this.
Yeah, I can tell.
Losing a lot of blood.
You need to moisturize more.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't you have one of those hot dog toasters?
Yes.
And you put the hot dogs in vertically?
Right, and the buns as well. And I gifted them to many around here, yeah.
How many does it hold?
Two, but there is a four out there, yeah.
There's a four hot dog
slicer,
bun?
If you will,
four
yeah.
Holer?
For four buns and four dogs.
So I'm confused.
Each hole made for a hot dog or
there are
just
two.
A bun?
Either end has a bun hole, so two holes there.
A bung hole?
A bung hole.
A bun hole.
So it has two bung holes.
Bun.
Well,
bun
yes,
hole
it does.
Is what we're saying.
Bun
and
hole.
And then two wiener holes.
Okay.
So you got your wiener holes.
Your bun holes.
You put a wiener hole in a bung hole?
You could, but I don't think it would cook
properly. Not the opposite, though.
It wouldn't
right,
cook,
you wouldn't want to jam the bun into the wiener hole.
It wouldn't cook.
But you can jam a wiener into your bun hole. In fact, I wish you would.
Just ask her first.
It's a lot of mustard. Honey, it's my birthday. I'll get it out.
The story of a British woman going viral after revealing that she cooks salmon in her dishwasher.
I hate these dumb idiots.
Oh, you don't like...
I wonder where the story came from.
I thought you liked the...
No, I do. If you're going to talk about the guy...
Cooking on the manifold,
no,
too.
No, that is such a stupid idea.
I bet this steams it perfectly.
Yeah. The idea came to Angie Matthews when she was in the middle of moving and the only appliance she had left was her dishwasher. The 53-year-old resident of Shropshire decided to try out the unusual cooking hack by first wrapping the fish in two layers of tin foil before placing them in the machine.
Oh.
Though Matthews had overcooked the fish by forgetting to turn off the intensive setting, she was surprised to find the method worked. She told the Southwest News Service it was still absolutely fine and I did eat it.
Did the other dishes smell like salmon?
Yeah, for the next year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where's that Southwest News? Is it still in Arizona? The Southwest News Service? Is that where that is?
I believe so.
Thank you. All right.
So did it taste like lemon-scented Cascade salmon?
You put the fish sticks in the silverware holders?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You don't need... You're essentially poaching the salmon.
Well, of
right,
course.
Right.
And steaming
if you,
it. Yeah.
But if you left it on a full cycle, you're cooking it for an hour?
Well, there wouldn't be anything left, I would think.
Yeah, you put it in for 10 minutes, maybe.
I use the same method, but I just microwave it. You just wrap it in a bunch of tin foil.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Put
that's
it in the microwave
idea.
For about five minutes.
Yep.
You don't like the salmon a la Maytag? There was that story a few years ago. Chick just referenced it. The guy puts the sandwich and wraps it in foil, puts it in the manifold. Then
on a two-hour trip, I have a baked potato.
Yeah.
Terrific. We're in a shortage for restaurants.
That's right. Tell you what, those toxins really make it taste good.
Yeah.
Because as you know, there are no restaurants between here and everywhere. And
enough of that Mad Max. Yeah. You don't have to cook that way.
We got enough land of plenty. Okay? Yeah. Calm down.
We have teased this story for a week. It's time to do it. A new survey reveals people's biggest turnoffs while going out to eat with a date.
Farting?
That's probably on here. According to the poll commissioned by Domino's, 60% of respondents...
Oh, I see their game. Okay.
...said they cannot stand people who are rude to waiters.
Yeah,
I would agree.
50% said they hate it when someone spits something back onto their plate.
Do they? Really? People don't care for that?
Even worse if they spit it at the waiter.
Yeah. We at Domino's like to remind you, this never happens when we deliver you a pizza, by God.
25% are unwilling to date someone who sticks to the straight and narrow and is a fussy eater.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fussy eaters out there, and they're still lovely people, aren't they?
Fussy eater?
Well, I got to take a look at them, but if they're ugly fussy people. Well,
yeah.
That's a typo.
Really?
That F is supposed to be a P. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, it makes sense then, maybe.
25%. Yeah.
Look at him.
That just dawned on us.
That changes everything.
It just came to me.
25%?
Yeah, they wanted to go on.
Yeah.
I think that would be high if it were the other.
Okay.
Yeah. Top 10 food turnoffs. We talked about being rude. Eating with your mouth open. This is one of mine. Talking with your mouth full of food.
Why do you mean? You're all right, crap.
Oh, I hate it.
What about making a yummy noise? Boy, or stuff like that.
That's okay. Spitting something back onto a plate. We talked about picking your teeth.
Hate that.
Slurping soup. Eating other people's leftovers without asking.
Give me that.
You're gonna eat that?
Sure looks like a good burger.
I want it.
Boy.
Do you not like to share your food with somebody?
Well, it's different.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Oh, you're making Tom's morning.
Josh is going to forget about his cuticle.
What
you know, you'll like it if your date leans over with a fork. Can I
taste that?
She's
going to lose a limb.
I'm fine with trading. Oh, you want to try? Well, then
you want to trade a bite?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, you want a tater tot? Then I get half your sandwich.
That's a good deal for you.
Right.
So you don't do the thing where you go, you know, you get the fish, I'll get the steak.
I have done that.
Split.
That is kind of nice. Yeah.
Wait till you have kids, Josh. And then you'll have to go. Okay, you can order your first choice. What's your second choice? I'll get that.
Since you're going to have to make this.
Yeah, and then eventually eat whatever the hell is left over.
Licking a knife is a turnoff.
What?
Criticizing someone's cooking. Licking your fingers instead of using a napkin is a turnoff. Yeah.
Christy, what if you're at a funky barbecue place?
Different.
I say, do you have the moist towelettes? No, you want to lick your fingers off.
Hmm. What about...
And you go, hey, this is me and you later, baby.
I would be out. Well, I'd be running to the door.
You think these fingers are greasy?
I bet things get arid when you do that.
You know, I'm one of those fussy people you've heard about.
Christy, where are you at on blowing your nose at a table in a restaurant?
No.
Yeah, you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
What about combing your hair? How about that right there at the table?
I can't get mad at it because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Pardon me. I just want to look my best. Anybody who carries a comb, man who carries a comb, that's very funny to me.
What about dining and dashing? Is that a term on a first date?
It could be a thrill.
One of the items.
Dining and dashing can be a thrill, he says.
I do it 4 out of 5 times.
No kidding. All right. It pays for itself, really.
Using a knife and fork to eat pizza, I do that all the time.
I think that's okay.
That's okay.
That spells freak.
Okay. It does spell maybe fussy or high maintenance.
No, it's because
I'm one of those fussy people, Tom.
And ordering a well-done steak, Ace, is a turnoff, according to the list.
That's
the
thing. I don't go to a steakhouse. Why?
Hang on a second. So, because... You don't go to steak.
Don't.
Doesn't make it a joke.
Don't.
Ace, do you like the flavor of the burned sort of meat, or
charred flesh?
Or does the blood creep you out?
No, I like the flavor.
The flavor. It's all about flavor for you.
Okay. No. So well, the first one was spitting something on your plate.
That's so gross.
How about spitting it on their plate?
No, that's even grosser. Is that a
word? Give me that. Let me have your plate for a second.
How about, I have a follow up.
Try that. Does that taste funny?
How about spitting it toward the kitchen? Is that a problem?
This also says eating just the pizza and leaving the crusts. What's wrong with that?
A lot
of people do that.
The bones.
I love the bones. I like it that my guy doesn't like them because I get to eat them. They're like breadsticks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't have any flavor.
That's a turnoff for people.
So you eat your husband's soggy, chewed-on crust?
Yes.
He's gummed all those.
It's got germs on it.
Yes.
Oh, you're gross.
Good my God.
You're real gross.
I kiss him, too.
But he's not fussy.
Is that true?
Is he a fussy guy?
Is he a fussy eater?
Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick.
He'll eat fussy all night. Wait a minute. I may have gone
sweet, sweet fussy.
He pulls that fussy down around his ear. That's
right.
What he does.
We have more of these if you want to keep talking about it.
We can tell you don't.
We just broke Christy.
Are we done with our dining hunk? Yes.
I'm considered a dining hunk.
You are? You're a hunk. Yes.
Is there a calendar? Is there fatties of something like you know, they always have the fireman calendars.
Sure,
or they
yeah.
have.
Absolutely.
There have got to be calendars that just, you know, fatties of Cracker Barrel or whatever, and they're just eating meals.
Well,
fatties
would
of
that
Cracker
sell?
Barrel.
Yes. I bet there already is one.
That's Cracker Barrel.
I don't think they would call it that.
They'd have to have
some kind of fancy name.
It would
name.
Be the, like,
gastronomy.
Rubenesque.
Yes. Yeah.
The Rubenesque boys of... Rubenesque boys of radio.
How about the Rubenesque eating Rubens, and it's just fat guys eating Rubens?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Each month.
Yeah.
You know, guy in a witch's hat for October. But everything, all those other, his clothes are just normal. But he has a witch's hat. He's just
and then a witch, different headwear.
No, I have a
bunny ears for Easter.
If you'd buy this calendar, write the show.
Right. A Santa Claus hat for...
You know, if you do one story, then I've got to get organized to get this request orchestrated. It's for Pat, but it's going to require a little bit of work.
It's for Pat.
No, I'm trying to.
Why don't you just tell him what song you want him to play?
But Christy, that isn't how this works.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.